Live from the Bozone here in Bow, New Hampshire. Welcome to WorldBridge's second LiveWire webcast. It is May 13th, 2005. It's Friday, the 13th. And I am Jeff Lebo. This is, as I said, our second webcast, and we're still very much in the experimental stages of things. Last night, I learned a lot, and one of the biggest problems was the crackling microphone, which most of the day wasn't crackling, and then an hour before webcast time, it starts crackling again, and I just can't figure out how to get rid of it long term. I think it has something to do with the virtual audio cables that are required in order to do this kind of webcast where you can record a Skype call and the people on the Skype call can hear you. What I notice happens, I need the audio repeater in order to be heard on the USB microphone. So when I stop it, you can't hear me. I'm going to stop it now. You could not hear me talking. But when I start it up, the crackling's not bad. But then the crackling increases as time goes by. In any event, I'm afraid we're going to have to live with the crackling again tonight. I will continue to research this and hopefully figure it out in the very near future. Speaking of research, I spent much of the day looking around the media sphere online and checking out different podcasts and blogs and commentary on what's going on online. And it's just amazing. It's kind of overwhelming. There's so much material out there. It takes a lot of time to actually listen to stuff and pick and choose. And also, went to yoga tonight with my wife. And on the way there at 6 o'clock Eastern Time was the very first show of Adam Curry's Pod Show on Sirius Radio. I'm a big fan of satellite radio. I spend a lot of time in the car, and it's been a great listening option. Listening to the pod, and I love Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. It's, you know, he is the pod father. Listening to it on satellite radio, I don't know. I was pretty excited about it because I'm looking forward to listening to it when I'm on the road, but it didn't seem as appealing as I thought, because one of the nice things if you download your, or if you subscribe to a podcast, or if you you know, listen to them online, you can always stop listening or switch podcasts when you want. But on the satellite radio, you're kind of locked into listening to a whole podcast that you may not be that interested in. We are still in the experimental stages, figuring out the technical stuff. And I am excited because tonight I think I'll actually have some people to talk to. I have emailed Dave from from audiocollective.net, and I believe they are standing by. And I also exchanged emails with Josh Wolf of the Revolution Will Be Televised vlog. And I was very interested in some of the stuff he's up to, and hopefully we'll be able to connect with him. Let's see if any of them are on Skype. Audio Collective's on Skype, but they are apparently away. Oh, I need to change my setting to online. And since it looks like no one is listening right now, I think I will play a PodSafe tune and wait to see if people start listening. If not, then I'll Skype someone in after the next song. One of the big discoveries of the day for me was GarageBand.com. There's a few sites that are great collections of PodSafe music, and this has been one of the best ones I've come across so far. And I was looking around for music from around the world, and I think we'll start with something close to home here in New Hampshire. It was one of the nice, best PodSafe tunes I've heard out there. It's by a band called Sid, based in Boston, and this is Back Home by Sid. Yes, it is. Yes, there it is. Back Home by Sid. Thank you.
Another night, another room, another phone call. One more day. Another road, another sign by my window, counting miles away. I'd come back, I would come right back to your arms if I only could. So long our roads, wake me up when we're home. Wake me up when we're home. Yesterday is today, is tomorrow, the next day is the same. As I wander these miles, I wonder, should I have stayed? I would turn around, I would come right back your way. Just not today.
That is Syd, sydband.com, back home. Coming up later, some Podsafe music from Slovakia, Bulgaria, and Cyprus. All right, I am going to try calling Josh at home, and I think before I do that, I'm going to restart my audio repeater to hopefully clear up some of the crackle. All right, that's as it gets. Now Skyping Josh.
Hello.
Hi, Josh. It's Jeff Lebo from the World Bridges webcast. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hold on a second. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, this is Jeff Lebo from the World Bridges webcast.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, is this an okay time to call?
Yeah, this is fine.
Cool. What I'm doing is I'm webcasting this live. This is only the second night I've done it. It's kind of experimental. And actually, right now, no one is tuning in. But theoretically, I'm trying to create the kind of live webcasting, audio and video, where it's kind of homegrown webcasting. People could produce their own programming. And using Skype, which is basically a good telephony program, people can call in, you know, you can have a guest and interview them, and people can call in with questions.
That sounds like a good approach. Yeah, I basically figured out that's what the basic idea was when I put two and two together, so to speak.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed checking out your site and some of the stuff you're up to. I'm wondering if you can kind of provide a basic introduction to The Revolution Will Be Televised and some of the stuff you're interested in pursuing.
Well, of course. The Revolution Will Be Televised comes from the idea that there's two revolutions happening right now. There's a media revolution. It's becoming easier and easier to produce content at cheaper and cheaper rates. I'm actually at a blogging party that J.D. Laska, the founder of one of the co-founders of OurMedia.org, is throwing to launch his new book. So there's all kinds of people that are making media. That's one revolution. And at the same time, there's also a political resistance revolution that's beginning to occur. With the war in Iraq, we had hundreds of thousands of people taking to the streets to say that they didn't agree with what Bush was doing. And so essentially The Revolution Will Be Televised is trying to bring those two movements together, both the social revolution as well as the media revolution, and to provide a commentary on both.
What kind of connections have you seen happening between the vlogging community and kind of the traditional traditional television media, but also some of the alternative television media that you're involved with?
What connections?
I mean, do you see vlogging and TV kind of merging at some point, or do you think they'll grow in separate directions?
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I was actually just talking to Anastasia Goldstein, who you may know is the Current Studio Coordinator for Current, which is Al Gore's new television station, which is all viewer-submitted content. So Current TV is probably the first bridge between this media revolution and the commercial media. There are certain drawbacks to that, of course, because commercial media does not have the freedom that truly independent media does. But I think it's a start. I think it's exciting, and it'll be interesting to see how it develops.
What are you personally working on right now?
Right now, I'm working on cleaning up a piece that I did, which was called College Not Combat, which was a cinema verite piece about the military recruiters coming to San Francisco State on March 9th. I'm trying to clean it up a bit, give it a more of a story context as opposed to the cinema verite slice of what actually happened, or point of view cinema, as I like to refer to it. Cleaning it up, putting it as a 5-minute piece, and trying to enter it into current contest, which is a $3,000 prize for the winning piece in the form of a contract for 3 additional pods, as Current TV has decided to call their essentially video log pieces.
Does your day job involve video production, or is this something you do on the side?
My day job involves being a hypocrite. I saw close to Banana Republic. I can't stand that fact, but we all need to make money. We all need to survive.
Yeah, I hear you.
I've been working on coming up with a means to pay my way with video, but I find that I can actually make more per hour selling clothes than I can making video, which is frustrating.
Well, for now, who knows where things will evolve. How much has that?
Yeah, I mean, it's all developing very quickly. I'm very excited to see where it goes.
In the the meetings you've had with Current TV and the other organizations, Input 2005 maybe, what kind of discussion has been happening about the commercialization of independent media?
The commercialization of independent media is something that's not being handled from a intelligent or mature perspective, because we have groups like Indie Bay, which are independent media very much going against the grain of corporate media, that are refusing to acknowledge the idea that maybe we can make a dent. We probably can't change mainstream media, but maybe we can make a dent, and they're basically turning their backs on it. The corporate media is not really looking to develop the independent media. They're looking to capitalize on the independent media. So until these groups are actually working together, I'm not sure that anything significant will be accomplished.
Yeah. Did you happen to see Ryan's vlog of Blog Nashville? she had gone there and kind of expected to share in the vlogging excitement with people, but it was mostly a kind of commercial-oriented crowd that was thinking, you know, how is this going to sell and how are we going to make money? And it was the first time I had seen where sort of the vlogging spirit really confronted the commercial enterprises.
Yeah, I think basically, I don't remember who it was that commented on that on Ryan's blog. I believe it was JD Laska of our media.
Yeah.
Stated that, you know, the early adopters are they're the ones that are really, like, praising the medium. They're, like, excited about it, and this is something new that they want to explore as an art. That was 1991, 1994 in blogs. Blogs are now, like, everyone's doing it. How can I make money doing it? Because nobody wants to work the day jobs. Everyone is seeking some way to have financial independence. And currently, blogs have gone to being that means. And there are some people that can maintain a living on blogs, but the fact is that this is a new medium and most people will not be able to maintain a living. And Robin Sloan, who actually also works at Current, basically has come up with the idea that has formulated an Epic 2014, which is a wonderful flash movie that him and someone else put together, that it's going to develop so that people are making freelance amounts of money as opposed to paying their living. So this will be a way to subsidize your existence, but it's not going to be means to develop a career for most people.
Interesting. I'm fairly new to this whole podcasting vlogging world. I don't think I listened to my first podcast or saw my first vlog until about a month ago. And I've been struck by how separate the communities are. Is that your sense at all, that the vlogging community and the podcasting community are fairly separate?
To be honest, I haven't really been a part of the blog community for about 8 years. I did the whole live journal thing towards the end of high school, and developed a community on there, and it was a very personal diary blog, if you will. I kind of stepped away for a while and focused on media, and it's only now that they've collided that I've even approached blogs again. So I can't really answer whether or not they're still a separate entity and whether or not they're going to ever converge.
Are you fairly active within the vlogging community? The vlogging.
Within the vlogging community?
No, the vlogging. Video blogging.
Right. It's hard to say who's active and who isn't active. I contribute to the Yahoo group on a somewhat regular basis.
Right.
I try to make vlogs as often as possible, and I engage in putting comments on people's blogs, but there are definitely people that are more active.
Are you planning to go to VideoCon?
There's a lot of people that produce a lot more content.
Are you planning to go to VloggerCon?
I did not make it to VloggerCon. I actually got involved in vlogging the same week as VloggerCon and was very excited to watch VloggerCon from my computer at home, but couldn't at the last minute book a flight to New York and do that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a very exciting community, and I'm amazed at how few video blogs are actually out there. I imagine that's going to change very soon.
Yeah, there's not that many vlogs out there right now. I'd say there's probably 200 to 300 people, or that's the number that I've heard tossed around, regularly vlogging. At some point, that is going to surge. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of blogs out there. But when that breaking point happens is anyone's guess. I think Google's attempt at producing video on the net is going to be one of the searches, and I think Current TV will also make a strong impact there.
Has there been any discussion of doing live stuff, kind of like this?
There has been a little bit of discussion. There was a live video conference and meeting amongst video bloggers last week.
The Flash meeting?
It was really exciting. I was at work at the time. But doing something live has its drawbacks. For one thing, video is strongest when you incorporate different background scenes, different things going on, because it's a visual medium. And doing it live basically confines you to your apartment. You can't easily take a camera, connect it to your laptop, and run around the city. It's possible, but it's not practical.
Yeah, I mean, as I envision this live webcasting network, it's much easier to envision it with audio than with video, because that also can be equally interactive with audio, where that's difficult with video.
Yeah, I think they're two different mediums that are going to develop differently. I think there's going to be a lot more live podcasting going on than live video casting, and I think for good reason.
Right, right. All right, well, Josh, thank you very much for being our very first guest on World Bridges Live Wire.
It was good to be there. Are you recording this, or is it only the live file?
Both. It's streaming live, and it's also being recorded and will be uploaded for download or subscription later.
All right, awesome. I would love a copy of the link so that I can put it up on my own blog.
You betcha. I will email you after the show. And
right,
and I hope you'll
good.
Come back another time when we actually have people who are listening and might want to Skype in and ask you some questions themselves.
Yeah, give me a call.
All right, great. Thanks very much, Josh.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, that was very cool. Thank you, Josh, for our very first live Skype call. That worked pretty well. You know, the audio actually seemed better when I was Skyping than when I wasn't Skyping. Once again, that was Josh Wolf, who's The Revolution Will Be Televised vlog is, hey, Audio Collective just said hi. I'm going to give them a call.
Hello?
Hello, Audio Collective. It's Jeff from World Bridges Livewire.
One second. Okay.
To which member of the Audio Collective do I have the pleasure of speaking?
Hi, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's going on in Michigan?
In Michigan, well, it's a little cold out today, but not much going on at all, really.
Are you working on the, I listened to the Momcast, are you working on the next podcast yet?
Yeah, actually, that's what I was sitting down at the computer to start doing. We recorded it all, but I have to edit a few things out that were, you know, boring.
We actually don't have anyone listening in right now, so I'm going to invite you back when we actually have listeners who can ask you questions, but for now it's just me asking you questions.
Cool.
For people who might not know about Audio Collective, what can you tell them about it?
Well, it's a podcast where we just kind of do random things, kind of. We do lots of sound scene tours, which is basically an audio-guided tour of areas or just getting audio from different places. And then we just talk about, you know, stuff that goes on throughout the week, stuff that happens here in Michigan.
How did you get into podcasting?
I was actually looking to do an online radio show myself with my friend, and we got it started, but it just didn't seem to work out very well. So we decided to, instead of do it as a streaming show, we would do it as a podcast.
What kind of radio show were you thinking of?
Well, originally we were thinking about music and just kind of a variety of, like, different styles of music, and then also like NPR type segments where we have features and stuff like that, but that seemed to be a little bit too much to take on, and we didn't know all the legal ramifications of the show, so.
How were you thinking of streaming it?
Well, for a while we did have a Shoutcast stream, a test Shoutcast stream, but yeah.
All right, well, we're looking for people to host different shows, so if ever you're interested in giving it a shot, we'll be glad to share the server a bit.
That would be cool.
Now, I think one of the questions that most people ask about different podcasts is, do you have your own T-shirt?
Yes, we do. We have lots of T-shirts, actually. Actually, I feel kind of dorky right now because the only T-shirt I had that was clean is the one that we just got.
How many T-shirts did you order?
Well, we didn't order too many because we actually have them online. If you go to our website, you can find T-shirts. It's actually, I designed the T-shirt, and it's actually a little diagram of how podcasting works. So,
and you
cool.
You mentioned, I think, in the podcast that it benefits what other site?
For the T-shirts, it benefits Podcast Alley. It's one of the biggest forums for podcasters to talk about things and for other people to find out about podcasting.
And how do they benefit from a sale of your T-shirt?
Well, the person who runs Podcast Alley also runs the company called Shirts by Mail, and he's offering services to podcasters and other people. And they'll make your shirt and sell it for you online and give you part of the profit.
Well, that's a very cool cool idea. Yeah, it's cool. When did you first start listening to podcasts?
Probably around January, maybe December of last year or the beginning of January, around then.
And how many podcasts do you listen to a day?
Oh, wow. It depends. I mean, I have, like, quite a few podcasts that I subscribe to, depending on how many come out a day, maybe two or three a day.
Yeah,
Some of them are shorter, some of them are longer.
I just discovered them myself, like, within the past month, and I'm still kind of getting oriented, and it's kind of overwhelming, because there's so many of them out and it just takes time to get to know them all.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you see Audio Collective evolving?
Well, we started off, we were kind of, you know, new to it, trying to get our setup all set up. And we kind of have things down a little better now, and we're just trying to experiment with some different features in the show and different things that we can do, how we can get people involved with our show. Like, that's what I really like about these live shows is you have lots of people who can actually participate in your show, which I think is really cool.
Which you've done a lot more than most podcasts is you've used Skype during the podcast, right?
Yeah, we have. We've done that a little bit with the Ponder Place, and that's something that we'd like to utilize some more. I have another friend who does another online radio show. I don't know how big compared to radio shows it is or streaming shows. It's called No Holds Barred Radio. I don't know if you've heard of that. But
I haven't heard of that one, no.
Yeah, it's cool, but I don't know. It's just not my thing, content-wise.
The cool thing about podcasting is you get to do your thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I had a question. Like, what exactly is your show about? I've been listening to it for a couple of days. And
you actually listened to it?
I did.
It was you. You were the one who listened. Hey, cool. Thanks.
Yes.
World Bridges is actually an idea I had since I first saw Real Player 1.0, when I just started thinking about, oh my God, everyone's going to have their own radio show. And so I started envisioning this webcasting network where, I mean, the focus that I'm personally most interested in pursuing is kind of the cultural exchange stuff. People from different parts of the planet kind of connecting. I've been teaching English overseas for the last 10 years, and I've just come back to the States. And so I'm also very interested in a lot of the educational possibilities and using this as a medium for people learning English as a foreign language. So that's kind of the personal kind of shows I'd like to produce. But World Bridges itself could be a vast network of all sorts of cool live streaming shows.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, with podcasting, like, we've kind of, well, with my show and a couple other shows, we've kind of developed our own little online community where the shows kind of reference each other. And we have people from a couple places in the United States and in England. And it's pretty cool.
It really is. It's overwhelming when you start thinking about the possibilities and how it can change how so much goes on in a society. It's a big wow.
Right, yeah. It's great that people can just, you know, hook up their computers and communicate with each other so freely.
When you record a Skype call, do you have to use a USB microphone?
No. No, you don't.
No. For some reason, as I was... Really? So you're able to record the incoming audio and the outgoing audio. Do you have like two sound cards or?
What I do is probably a little different. I record I mix it using, I'm using a PC, and I mix it using like the mixer thing in the PC, and then microphone out or the line out of the computer, I just record onto a recording device.
Do you have a background in audio? Because your audio sounds pretty sharp.
Yeah. I've been doing recording for probably about 6 or 7 years now.
In that case, I'll probably be emailing you lots of audio questions.
Absolutely, I'll be glad to answer them. That's what I like to do.
Great. So can you give us a little bit of a teaser for the upcoming podcast?
Oh, yes. For the upcoming podcast, Corey and I went out on the town, and we discovered a place where, well, actually we're going to call it Studio B. It's kind of our second studio, our studio away from home. And that's where we're going to have a few more podcasts based from. Yeah, and also we kind of went on a little sound scene tour of a concert that our friends were playing with a band from Japan.
Sounds very cool. I'll look forward to tuning in. And if you want to start playing around with the idea of doing something live, let me know. We'll stay in touch.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. Well, very cool talking to you, Dave. Look forward to next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good time.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Oh, well, I'm happy. You know, even if no one was actually listening at the time, that was cool. And that, I think, is a small taste of the potential of what we're trying to play with here. A few notes from a few things after I play with my audio settings a little. Yeah, I apologize for the state of audio right now, and I am going to be emailing Dave with lots of questions and doing more research and trying to figure out how to get better quality audio, because I realize when you're listening to this from your computer speakers or in your iPod or whatever, it makes a difference, the quality of the audio. In any event, getting back to Josh, who we spoke to first from The Revolution Will Be Televised, the URL for his vlog is nogovernment.us. And I wanted to play, actually before I talked to him, but I'll play it now, a couple minutes from his latest vlog entry, which I believe is actually kind of the raw cut of something he's going to be doing on a current TV or some other independent actual television broadcast thing. This is the first couple of minutes from that. No, it's not. I clicked the wrong thing. Here is Josh Wolf's latest vlog.
As an independent voice, I've often wondered what resources are available to help get my story heard. Current TV, a new network coming in August and started by Al Gore, looks to be one possible venue.
How many of you would like to see an opportunity to talk about what's going on in our world that you can participate in with television?
But what about truly independent media? Public access is one avenue. And video blogging has recently sprung up as yet another path towards helping media creators to get their stories heard. And these stories can be heard by anyone with an internet connection. With the advent of ourmedia.org, getting video on the internet doesn't cost anything. And FreeVlog, a tool created by two prominent vloggers, Ryan Hodson and Michael Verde, promises to make it easier than ever before. Vlogs can focus on whatever the creator chooses. Some vlogs, such as Rocket Boom, mimic a typical talk show format.
Hello and good Monday, May 2nd, 2005. I'm Amanda Congdon and this is Rocket Boom.
Whereas others function as video diaries or as a platform for their short films.
I've been called for this. Not the burning bush kind of call, but more like my life swerved to this exact moment kind of call.
We decided to visit Input 2005 to see just how people are working to reclaim the media.
All right. Definitely a worthwhile watch at nogovernment.us. That's Josh's latest vlog entry. And it certainly will be interesting to see what happens with Al Gore's Current TV. That's premiering in August, and we'll certainly be staying tuned. You know, Josh made the point that the live stuff is it lends itself to audio much more than video. And I agree. I mean, I've done some video live webcasting, and it's good for events, but in terms of participation, the video doesn't really add anything to it. Because the quality of the video you're getting is not great, you can't really have the kind of interactivity that that you can easily have with the audio. And also the state of the technology right now is such that it's much easier to stream audio in a multi-user friendly way, whereas the video requires a special plugin and everything. Although he also mentioned that the folks at the Video Blogging Yahoo group had their first Flash meeting recently. Flash meeting is a product that Macromedia is demoing right now. And I don't know the limits on it. I think it's 10 people or possibly more can actually meet via video in this program. And it's it looks pretty cool. Right now they're doing it just as like free, test it out kind of thing. But I'm sure they're going to be marketing it soon. All right. One other thing I wanted to play. Oh, right. GeekNewsCentral.com is a pretty well-known podcast. And for a couple weeks now, he's been saying, all right, we've got a big announcement on May 12th, big announcement on May 12th, big announcement. Well, May 12th came. It was podcast 64, I think. And he made his big announcement. And if I can find it, I will play it. Where is it? Wow. I'm losing DJ points here. Well, I'm just not seeing it. I must have saved it in the wrong folder. All right, well, I won't play that for you, but you can check it out yourself at Geek News Central, and I'll tell you what the big announcement is. Todd Cochran, the geek of GeekCentral.com, is going to be publishing the very first book on podcasting. He began it in January, finished it in April. I think it's going to hit the shelves within a week or two. And so it would be great to get him on the show and ask him some questions live. And it's kind of an interesting concept. Producing a book about podcasting has to be a challenge because it's changing so quickly, the world of podcasting. But that was big news from the podcast world today. Other stuff going on in the podcast world. As I mentioned, the video blogging group is talking a lot about VloggerCon. VloggerCon. The first VloggerCon was held in New York last year. And as Josh mentioned, it really is a remarkably small group, maybe 200 or 300 people who are producing vlogs, and there's certainly a sense of knowing each other and watching each other's creativity and offering feedback and everything. And so they met up and are planning the next one, and there's all sorts of decisions that have to be made about that. So sometime I'd love to have someone from the video blogging group come on and let folks know what's going on about that. And I'm going to play another PodSafe tune now as I gather my thoughts. I'm going to play the best song I've ever heard from Bulgaria. Granted, it's the only song I've heard from Bulgaria, but can't pass up an opportunity to hear that. This is Project Invisible Cloister by Sleepwalker.
أنا محير الجوية أهين نهوين أهين 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 Thank you.
That was Project Invisible Cloister by Sleepwalker. You can check out their site at sleepwalker-music.com. And of course, all of these sites that have been mentioned during today's show will be listed in the show notes, which will be appearing soon. I think going to wrap things up for now and get ready for tomorrow's show. Exchanged emails with Andrew Barron today. He is the guy behind rocketboom.com, which, if anyone doesn't know of it, is the coolest online video daily thing going on, or one of the most enjoyable, I think. And Andrew Barron, the guy behind it, when I looked at his kind of online resume, looked like it could have been for five people. He's done so much. And looking at some of his projects, I don't understand all of them, but they look quite cutting edge. So I believe Andrew Barron is some kind of renaissance man for the cyber age. So hopefully we'll get to speak with him sometime. That is going to do it for tonight. Tomorrow we're scheduled to go on at 6 o'clock East Coast U.S. time, but that may get pushed back a little bit. Need to see how the day goes. So stay tuned to the site, and we'll be webcasting the next live wire sometime tomorrow, probably 6 or shortly thereafter. To those of you listening to this in not live, thanks for listening. And to those who participated in today's webcast, Josh and Dave from Audio Collective, thanks very much. This is Jeff Lebo. Good night.